The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Okay, for some reason that shut off, but we'll continue on. And as always, we seek refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, openly testify Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Again, greetings of peace. And just a moment, we'll be reading from Quran. And we'll be reading from Suratul Mukminun, 23rd Surah. And we'll start at Ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكوات فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون صدق الله العظيم 1 through 10 and reading from the Sahih International Offering right here. Refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Certainly will the believers have succeeded. They who are during their prayer, humbly submissive, and they who turn away from ill speech, and they who are observant of zakah, and they who guard their private parts except from their wives or those their right hands possess, for indeed they will not be blamed. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. And they who are to their trust and their promise attentive, and they who carefully maintain their prayers, those are the inheritors. Surely Almighty God speaks the truth, and may we be blessed with a clear understanding as we do our daily reading of Quran and striving to truly understand the Fusha Arabiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is the one God, has blessed all of us with a mind and a curiosity, a willingness, a desire to know. And so as we all search for information, it brings us together at some point. And so we're going to go now to what, as we were discussing last week, and I'll give the background to why I was sharing on Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar, Augustus being the nephew of Julius Caesar. And may God bless them for their contributions to society. This is Pioneer Power Hour, and much has been contributed to the life in which we're living today from those two individuals. And we know that there's a surah on Suratul Rum, Rome, right? And the Romans. And we know that, of course, you know, they had the Roman numeral system. But another piece I was reading on was the imperial. This is Julius Caesar brought about, and I'm speaking of the governance, the imperial system. And they merged away from, under Julius Caesar's leadership, they merged away from the Roman Republic to the Roman Imperial or Empire. And as I was researching, it said the primary reason for that, the difference, was that the expansion of the land, the acquisition of the land, under the republic system, the land could not be acquired as greatly as could with an empire. Now, much goes into that. But they developed a system also, well, we know of the counting system, but also the metric system. It says, but there are three countries that stepped away from that metric system. And I'll share with you the metric system, such as if we look at a foot. It says that King Richard's foot was actually the foot that they used, considered as being the foot. When we measure things, 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, yes. So I don't know if that was just a joke, so to speak, but measuring in inches and feet and yard and mile, the United States, it says Myanmar and Liberia stepped away from using that system. That particular, they stepped away from using the metric system. Now, there are certain, if you purchase any tools, you'll see that there are tools there in the metrics. So it's used in some ways, but overall, the United States, Myanmar, and Liberia uses the pounds and ounces, rather than using kilometers, and it uses inches and feet and yard and mile. Now, you may ask the question, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, we're speaking pioneering, and pioneering even a system by which ones measure and build things. You know, buildings are built, and it is a system is used by which buildings are built. And people live in buildings, and people are governed around the clock, day in, day out. We prepare meals, and we measure those who cook. And, you know, you'll hear of people using measuring cups to say a pinch of this, but an ounce or a cup of this. Yes, or a pound of butter. Yes, we don't say, well, measure a kilogram of that, and we don't use that metric system, all right? So that was under the British or the imperial system. But nonetheless, many achievements were made. And now, that was in the 1800s. And then, you know, there was, like I say, Augustus Caesar. The system, the imperial system, it says, was mostly used in the 1840s, 1850s. And then we merged right on now to today, as we know that when ones were here in the United States and creating the New England territory and all the establishment. And when we look at the United States, then we see that the United States is representative of many, 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 many people and their cultures. And under the various systems that they were living under, they brought the thinking along with them. And as the thinking came, ones conducted their affairs based upon their thinking, their history, right? And out in the voting system that we use here, you know, we vote by what we, much was agreed upon, I say it that way. But we know that the England contributed a lot to the system here. As a matter of fact, you know, if you purchase insurance, home insurance, you'll see that it's from the Lords of London, LLOYDS, Lords of London. Look at your policy. You'll see that. And so where did that come from? Well, it merged right with in here with the people who pioneered their way of living here in the United States. Of course, there were colonies established first and are called colonies, and then began to merge into calling it territories, and then into calling them states. States, and in each state, there were still some areas called territories, but many areas then began to be called cities and towns, counties, yes, and then using the governing system. But the main idea was the process by which ones were living, they were governed politically and militarily, and that became the rulership under the religion as well. So we're going to take a break here and ask you to press 1 on your phone if you have any contribution you'd like to make, as we're going to be speaking more about the pioneers and the pioneering process, not so much the people, but we'll get more into the that which we look at every day, and we don't realize that our lives are being governed based upon the planning that we do. And so many times we are pioneers in what we do. But we're going to look closer at the calendars, all right, the calendars, and see the beauty that is there. We're not looking for anything that is contrary. We're looking for the beauty. So that's what we want you to share today as well, the beauty in the construct of the human life and the pioneering process that it takes, that it has taken and will take for us all to continue leaving something. And I'm speaking in this way because we all want to be contributors to the life system. So when we really understand the life system, then we can contribute. Otherwise, we will just live through the process and not really see the life that's there to enjoy it. So we want to enjoy this life. Let's take a ride together, all right? Okay, we're going to pioneer together. Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. We'll be right back.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Introducing the CWSC cloning program, where we combine just the right DNA to create expertise on demand right in the laboratory. Need an accountant or food bank specialist to help you design that community outreach program? Or maybe you need an IT specialist to help you with your website. Whatever the need, the CWSC cloning program does not exist. If we want expertise, it's going to take you and me inside the MCNRD, the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Visit CWSC.us today. Because we are the change we've been waiting for. Cloning won't do it, but trusting the group intellect will. Visit CWSC.us and register in the Model Communities National Resource Directory today. Because together, we can remake the world.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
All right, and we are back. This is Martha Nyla with the Pioneer Power Hour. We all have to share in this life called civilizations, right? We are evolving day in and day out. So now, why were calendars? We spoke of calendars. Why are calendars important? Anyone want to give their thinking on why calendars are important? Why do we need a calendar, and what purpose did calendars serve to even be implemented or used in the daily life of the human being? What's the importance of calendar? Well, let's go to the history of ancient calendars, and let's see. We have 504-451. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. You done something very strange in calendar, and that, to me, it's profound, you know, how you take, you deal with the date, time, and either how you can just take the, you did something with the numbers, and I think you spin it around a number of different ways and the sounds. I would like you to enlighten me on it, but none of that calendar for me right now. It deals with what I got to do. I got to go see the doctor. My sister needs to go see the doctor. We're trying to get his ride to get there. So a calendar is very effective in as a reminder to me.
All right. You see, right there, right? You say, well, what are you going to be doing? If I was to ask you too, what are you going to be doing tomorrow? Yeah, we don't think of it as referencing the calendar, but it is
right.
There, right?
Right.
Yes. The planning is there, and everything. So let's go to Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much, Bilal.
Assalamu
alaikum. Okay, now you can press one. All right. And we want to go to the history of calendars. We'll share that. And as we were reading from Quran, you know, just remember Luke Manun that we were just reading from, that ones who, I'm just going to say, you know, make salat, ones who pay zakat. And think of the word inheritors. Inheritors, right? Okay, let's continue on. We're speaking of civilizations, the pioneers, the pioneering process, a history of time, and I'm reading now from, it's just on calendars, the history of time and ancient calendars. Now, the ancient Egyptians used a calendar similar to our current, and here's the word, timekeeping system. It included 1 year equal to 365 days in length, and each year included 12 months. Now, the Egyptians divided each month into 30 days. However, at the end of every year, there existed 5 additional days. So the Egyptologists believe the early Egyptians created the calendar more than 5,000 years ago, and the calendar was eventually reformed. Organizations and festival planners in Egypt continue to use it still today. The Sumerian calendar. The citizens of Sumerian calendar, ancient civilization that existed in modern-day Iraq, also used a calendar that included 12 months. Sumerian citizens tracked 354 days each year. Occasionally, they added an additional month to the calendar to account for the remaining 11.25 days in the year. Unlike other calendars, the Sumerian calendar did not have a uniform or consistent naming system for the included month. Hear that clearly now. They did not have a naming system for the month. They just went through the time periods, you know, the sun, the moon, the day, the night, that kind of merging. They just knew then the seasons, the time of the year, and roaming on through the calendar and counting those 354 days. Now then there was the Mayan, M-A-Y-A-N, Mayan calendar. No calendar in history has sparked more controversy than the Mayan calendar, and it is estimated that the system dates back to at least the 5th century BCE. Now, archaeologists do not believe the calendar's components originated in the Mayan civilization. Although historians credit the Mayans with bringing the calendar to its level of sophistication, the Mayan calendar used cycles to keep track of time. One of the most studied is called the Long Count, Mayans used this specific count to, it goes off here, to remember those days, to plan and schedule events. And we will come back to that numbering system because this particular calendar under the Maya civilization, as we stated, brought about a lot of controversy. So we're going to be walking back through that one. But right now, let's go on to the Athenian. This is Greece. The Athenian calendar, also known as the Attic, A-T-T-I-C calendar, it was used primarily in Athens, Greece. Similar to much of ancient Greek history, calendars during the time varied based on their location and the citizens who used them. Now, the Athenians used three calendars, a democratic calendar, year clearly, an agricultural calendar, and a festival calendar. The importance of each calendar was different for each individual. People lived their days using a calendar that most influenced their lives. Can you imagine? Similar to other ancient calendars, the festival calendar included 12 months. Each month was tied to the cycles of the moon. Citizens used the democratic calendar to manage the citizenship and the administration of the city, and I'll just say the governance. The Athenians used the agricultural calendar to manage the seasons. This calendar provided significant aid during the farming season. Then we get to the Julian calendar. Let's see if anyone has any comments to make. Press 1 on your phone. You're welcome to speak right within the conversation that we're having, all right? It's Pioneer Power Hour, and we're on the history of the calendar, that which influences our lives. The Julian calendar was used widely around the world until the Gregorian, for Pope Gregory, the Gregorian calendar was adopted. Its original purpose was to revise a calendar implemented by Julius Caesar. The original purpose of the Gregorian calendar was to revise the calendar implemented by Julius Caesar. Much like the other ancient calendars, this calendar used 12 months to divide 365 days per year. The reformation process was complicated, though. For starters, the original Roman calendar did not include 365 days. Consequently, the Julian calendar had to compensate for this and choose a new start for each calendar year. Furthermore, the creators of the calendar made a mathematical error, which resulted year leap day as opposed to 4 years. Over the years, the Julian calendar became increasingly inaccurate. Consequently, the Gregorian calendar was adopted. So now let's go to the Julian calendar. It says, first he reorganized the calendar Pontius had allowed to fall into such disorder by intercalating days or months as it stated them, that the harvest and the vintage festivals no longer corresponded with the appropriate season. He linked the year to the course of the sun. Read that again. He linked the year to the course of the sun, S-U-N, by lengthening it from 355 days to 365 days, abolishing the short extra month intercalated after every second February and adding an entire day every fourth year. Even after the days of the month had lost any fixed correspondence with the phases of the moon, the Romans continued to count them in relation to one of three fixed points in the lunar cycle. Now, the calends, K-A-L-E-N-D-S, from C-A-L-A-R-E, which means to proclaim, was the first day of the month and sacred to Juno, to whom sacrifice was made at the first appearance of the crescent moon, crescent new moon, the days after conjunction. When it passes between the sun and the earth, it was then that the Pontius declared the number of days before the, and I'll spell this, N-O-N-E-S, the Nonian, when the people again were summoned to hear the announcement of the last month's festival, to the word C-A-L-A-R-E, to proclaim. They proclaimed on the first day of each month, and festivals were held, all right? The nones, which is from the word nonus, meaning ninth, coincided with the first quarter of the moon and was the ninth day, counting inclusively before the IDES, or Idwar, which means to divide. Nones meaning ninth and Ides meaning to divide, which occurred at the full moon and came in the middle of the month. So now the Republican calendar had four long months of 31 days. That was March, May, July, and October. The other months all were short, with 29 days, except for February, which had 28. The Ides divided months of 29 days on the 13th, and those of 31 days were divided on the 15th. Because of the difficulty in determining the days of the month during the new moon, there were, with one exception, no festivals before the nones, the ninth. Rather, the majority took place after the Ides, the dividing, when the full moon had began to wane. Now, I'll step away from reading because I know that probably sounds so confusing, right? But what are we getting to? We can see the relationship of the moon cycle being very important to the lives of the human beings, even with the agriculture. And we see where the seasons were important, right? Agriculture, the seasons. But what was implanted, we can see how the merging of the festivals. Why were festivals so important? Let's discuss that. Why were festivals so outlined on a calendar that it had to truly be a part calendar specifically for a festival? And let's see if we can see where those times have contributed to the calendar that we follow today, called the Gregorian calendar. The festivals. Are the festivals on the calendar? Do we acknowledge the calendar of festivals? Certain festivals can pop right into our heads, you know, just thinking of the calendar, and then we think of the months and we think of what happens in those months. You see how it has to be so acclimated in our everyday living that we don't consciously contribute it to the times of those who lived before and the importance of those days and dates, events, what it meant to their lives. So in the pioneering process, or pioneering system, we're evolving. And we're evolving for the civilization of humanity to excel. Let's go back to the Quran, where we were reading Surah 23. And again, and this time I'll just read the English from Surah 23, but Yusuf Ali's interpretation. And this is the believers, Al-Mu'minun. And right where it says, Qad aflaha. Let's see here. One moment. Okay. All right. Surah 23 and the Yusuf Ali rendering. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلح المؤمنون. It says the believers must. Sahih International said certainly all will the believers have succeeded. But Yusuf Ali said the believers must eventually win through. Now that lets us know that we're moving, right? We're moving through. We're working towards something, obviously. Then it goes to identify those. Those who humble themselves in their prayers. But when are we making those prayers? Are we making them based upon the sun? Are we making them based upon the season? Are we making the prayers based upon the hour of the day? How are we making those prayers? And is it important to know when or just humble ourselves in prayer. Then, who avoid vain talk. Vain talk. We can go much on that, right? Who are active in deeds of charity. Abstain from sex except with those joined to them in the marriage bond or the captives whom their right hands possess. For in their case, they are free from blame. But those whose desires exceed those limits are transgressors. And those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenants, and who strictly guard their prayers, these will be the heirs. And we now can, we won't even go into what will be inherited. Right. We won't even go into that. Sadaqa Allahu Azeem. Surely Allah speaks the truth, but this is Yusuf Ali's translation or interpretation of the Arabia. Again, speaking on the calendar, that which has influenced our lives. If we were to ask the question, what is today? And how do we know that today is today as the day that we call today? Well, we followed suit with what has been practiced before. There was a starting point. Life was the sun, the moon, the stars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah created, and that Allah created that of creation to become that which will fix the time, the period. I'm just saying, marking certain periods in time. So we're in this womb of time. So we began to calculate. Now, you remember on certain calendar, it says once individuals had their own calendar. But I'm sure it became very confusing because then there had to be an administrative of the city, the township in which we live. Everyone had to coordinate and become uniformed on. Life evolved to how we live when streets began to be paved and markings were made to build homes along a corridor rather than a home speckled here and a home speckled over there. It began to make lines and graphs and then place homes on those lines, those corridors, and become make it coordinated, and then service the citizens living in those areas. So we've evolved to that point of coordinated processes of living, a uniformed process that creates an atmosphere of everyone being useful to the whole process. So the pioneering process is good. But then we began to need services. So those services, water being sent to every home, made in, where it's accessible, you know, just the process of living, the way of living happened, right? But there was a coordination for that. Calendar plays a big part. When does your trash get picked up? What day of the week does your trash get picked up? When do you pay your water bill? When do you pay your electric bill? When do you pay your mortgage? On the first of the month? On the 15th? Or when do we cut our grass, or we just say mow our lawn? When do we plant flowers or plant food? It is such a beautiful process, right? It's such a livable process. And calendars are nice. They're wonderful. But we, now that we who, I would say, let's go back to the surah, Suratul Mukminun. For those who are strictly guarding their prayers, and who are we praying to? Praying to the one God. But somewhere along the line, that got a little mixed into the calendars and the festivities, and the belief was into the lives of the people and how they believed in inanimate objects or designs or inanimate fixtures, or I'm thinking of these statues. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Statues. And then others began to look at the movement of creation, the trees, the ocean, the mountains, not moving, but the mountains, as they were so structured in a way, so huge. Then the erupting of a volcano. And then the word of sacrifice. As you heard us read about the sacrifice of Juno, for Juno. So can we point to the calendar now and see where festivities and belief systems are in the calendar where that we follow? And we follow it so closely that many times, many ones who are guarding their prayers to the one God and creating a process whereby they don't worship anything else because they've made a conscious effort. And evolving to that point is a beautiful thing. But at some point, we find ourselves incorporating a belief system militarily, politically, and administratively, however we want to place it. But we follow the system of those of yesterday. And to not create harm or antagonism for anyone, but to merge just as the day merges into the night and the night merges into the day, that's just how we merge into another calendar. Doesn't take one calendar away. Just an evolutionary process takes place. And it's a pioneering one. But pioneers have lived from day one, right? Pioneering into the unknown, but knowing that it's a benefit for humanity. So what calendar can we discuss now? I think we all know. And what is the benefit of it? Why is another calendar important? And how is it influencing our lives? Or is it influencing our lives? Is it just 1 month out of that calendar? And I'm speaking now of the Hijra calendar. Is it just 1 month out of the Hijra calendar that we've selected and our concerns are no more with the other, rest of the calendar month? As one ancient calendar spoke that there were no names given to it. But because we're reading Quran and because we're connecting reading Quran with the one who revealed the Quran and the one who brought the message clearly, the Quran, brought the message of the Quran clearly and lived it, and lived it without a problem, and began to incorporate in his life, speaking of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, incorporate in his life a dutiful pattern. Now let's read back to Suratul Mukminun and think of that dutiful pattern that the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, exemplified. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, Yusuf Ali. The believers must eventually win through. The believers, those who, and who are they? Those who humble themselves in their prayers, who avoid vain talk, who are active in deeds of charity, who abstain from sex, except with those joined to them in the marriage bond or the captives whom their right hands possess. For in their case, they are free from blame. But those whose desires exceed those limits and transgressors, those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenants, and who strictly guard their prayers, these will be the heirs. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And that interpretation there. Now can we see the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, and how the pattern of his conduct established a calendar? His very life established a calendar, a time, a set time for doing certain things, an important thing that were very important to the pattern for all of humanity. So when all of humanity follows that particular pattern, then the calendarized process becomes very important. Because then we get into the specifics. What do we eat? When do we eat? How do we eat? Do we eat alone? Or do we eat with someone? How do we dress when we go through the certain pattern, the processes? When do we get dressed? When do we groom? Do we groom? And then the covenant and the contract and the agreement of those, which is the very same thing, being entrusted with something that brings the governance into the process. The economics, the education, and the respect for cultures. So each one having their calendar, each group of people having their calendar, we see it being lived out now here as we have evolved here in the United States of America. The Gregorian calendar is being implemented, and the Hijri calendar is being implemented. Festivities are being had by both who are following the calendar. And it's all for the best benefit of the human being. So now it is 7:52. We're going to go to another pause. Press 1 on your phone should you have a comment you'd like to make. This is Martha Nyla with the Pioneer Power Hour. We pray that much of the information is helpful. I know I'm enjoying it. Thank you for being here with us on America Muslim 360, the most listened to Islamic station in the nation, and we'll be right back.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Would you rather be sinless or would you rather sin less? One's impossible to achieve, and the other, well, our Lord doesn't ask us to attempt the impossible. Want to know more? Say your prayers. A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360. Would you rather be sinless? Or would you rather sin less? One's just impossible to achieve, and the other, well, our Lord just doesn't ask us to attempt the impossible. Want to know more? Find someone less fortunate than you and extend a helping hand or a kind word. A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360. Would you rather be sinless or would you rather sin less? One's impossible to achieve and the other, well, our Lord doesn't ask us to attempt the impossible. Want to know more? Read your Quran or scripture daily. A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
All right. Would you rather be sinless or would you rather sin less? All right. Praise be to Almighty God. Reminding us not to have vain talk, right? Say kind words. And we find that in reading Quran daily. As we started out speaking about the contributions of Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar. We were going to speak more about Augustus this week, but I had to sort of a consistency with the Julius Caesar and the calendar, because it has contributed much to the lives of today's living processes for all of us. And when we right away, when we speak of education and we speak of going to school and we don't give thought to what the school setup is for and how it is contributing to the life of every human being. So when we go to school, We know that we're in a process whereby the calendar of the year, when we go to school, go pretty much September through to June, or maybe now August, right? May or June. But when we go to school, that which is being taught, regardless of whether we're in a private school or a public school, we go through the calendar. I pray that we're able to see the stream here that has permeated the life, period. Doesn't matter where we get educated. A part of the educational arena includes very important piece in our lives. And so when we go through the process, say a private school, we bring in the calendar and we bring it in saying January, February, March, April. In that very moment, we're injecting the idea of a reference to a religious belief. And I'll leave it right there. It's not that we step away from it. Identify it. And just as we don't stop planting trees and we don't stop building buildings and we don't stop doing certain things simply because ones worship it, what we do is we identify it. So the pioneering process is to identify and begin to take a closer look at the entire educational arena. We thank everyone for being here with us as we're going, our hour has been reached. Should you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, please press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you into the conversation. Thank you so much for being here with us. And stay on your ones with 701-719-4197, 24-hour streaming. And should you have a question, then you can dial 515-605-9891. And if not, continue to listen to the 24-hour streaming. And that's American Muslim 360 broadcast. And go to the website of cwsc.us. Today is Friday. And now we'll merge into tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, with the study group, Adir Imam Kareem Hamid. That will be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Join the study group. Take a listen to this.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi. And in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right, everyone. Look forward to joining you tomorrow morning, God willing. Have a blessed evening. Assalamu alaikum. We're going to play a little music going out. If you have a request you'd like to make, we welcome you to do that, as it is 8.02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's getting close to prayer time. Not completely yet. Guarding prayers, right? All right. So we'll go to a little music here. Going to go to Indy Ari.
the little things. Well, let's go to truth. Indy Aries.
Let me tell you why I love it.
'Cause he is the truth, and he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because the light shines so bright, I would lie. I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by him. Oh, 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 oh. Been around the whole world, still ain't seen like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Lost sight of my goal. I do this for the